Just today, I own a Drake TR7, Tango Romeo 7, and I use it only about once a year in around Christmas time. I take it off the shelf, put the power on it, and do a couple of QSOs for the weekend, and then I put it back on the shelf, and it's going to go the year after before I reuse it. Thank you, and welcome again. Do we have any further station anywhere in Canada? VE2 Victor Bravo, your net control.
Victor Alpha 3, Delta Papa Golf.
Victor Alpha 3, Delta Papa Golf. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Roger. Good afternoon to you, sir. Name here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. I'm here at Port Dalhousie down in the St. Catharines area. Lots of fog out on the lake. Can't see the end of the pier here. And the temperature around 15 degrees. Over.
Yep, QSL Dave, Victor Alpha 3 Delta Papa Golf, E2VB. The temperature is about just the same here. We got 16 degrees, beautiful sunshine, and I would take that temperature for the rest of the week. It's going to warm up a bit tomorrow, and up until Wednesday, we're going to reach 20 to 21, and then rain for about 6 days in a row. 73 Dave, thanks for checking in. Do we have any further station anywhere in Canada before we pass on the to the south of the border? VE2 Victor Bravo.
Victor Echo 4, Juliet Echo Hotel, John in Brandon.
Okay, it seems like we're one rate at a time. Victor Echo 4, Juliet Echo Hotel. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, good afternoon, Net Control. Victor Echo 4, Juliet Echo Hotel. John out of Brandon, Manitoba. Beautiful afternoon here, slight breeze, but we're sitting out on the back deck having a cup of coffee and just listening to the net. So we'll allow you to carry on. And hopefully you get lots of check-ins this afternoon. Back to you.
QSL, you're the 42nd station. 42nd station. Not bad at all for a beautiful Sunday, because as long as the temperature rise and sun comes up, peoples are mostly want to go outside and get sunshine there. 73, thanks for checking in, John. Do we have any further station, VE2 Victor Bravo, and then the next one was going to be to our neighbors in the south, VE2 VB.
Victor Echo 3, Kilo, Yankee.
5, Romeo, Yankee.
The last station with Romeo Yankee. I got, I do acknowledge Victor Echo 3 Kilo Yankee Yankee, but there is a station with Romeo Yankee. Come again, Romeo Yankee.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a Victor Echo 5 Romeo Yankee. A Victoria Echo 5 Romeo Yankee QSL.
That's QSL. Thank you, David. Stand by. I'm going to pass the turn over to George of Victor Echo 3 Kilo Yankee Yankee, VE2 Victor Bravo. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to all. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for doing the net. George in Caledon, Ontario, where it's a beautiful day again. Yesterday was a hectic day. I had to launch the boat, stand out in the rain all day for the cranes to operate to put the large boats in. So anyway, it's nice to hear everybody. I won't hold it. I'm just glad the weather is popping up because I don't have to say it's been nasty all the time. Thanks again. 73 to all. Victor Echo 3, Kilo, Yankee Yankee.
QSL George, I do agree 100% with you about the weather, and it was just about time. Thanks for checking in. Now, VE5, Romeo Yankee. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good to hear everybody on frequency, and we're checking in from Humboldt, Saskatchewan. Name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. And we've got about 3 feet of snow on our deck right now. 3 feet of snow. It was snowing as recently as last night. So we're still kind of in winter mode here. Anyway, Vintage Radio, I started out with a Johnson Viking 2. Look that one up on the internet. It was copper lined on the inside. It was a fairly big box. Weighed about 80 pounds and put out about 240 watts input. About 160 to 180 watts output. We teamed that up with an old National 270 receiver, and that had a Collins mechanical filter in it, so it was a very sharp filter, and it was aimed, I think, around 2.5 kilohertz there on sideband. So that's what we started out with. It was good fond memories for sure, and the transmitter and receiver being separate and so on, anybody who knows vintage gear knows about that. There is a vintage net on, at least one vintage net. Look them up on the internet. You can use old radios and get them on the air and discuss the old radios, but there are at least a couple of vintage nets if you look them up on the internet there. So other than that, we have a Fox Tango 200 as well, and good memories on that. We picked that one up when it was minus 40 degrees Celsius down in Regina. It's done great service over the years. So thanks very much. A good question today. The E5ROY, Dave and Humboldt, back to them.
QSL, the VE5RY, VE2 Victor Bravo. I took note of your Johnson Viking 2. Just ring a bell, but not really a model comes to mind, but the name itself. And the FT200, I remember that model. I remember also the FT400. And in the wintertime, just having a radio like that turned on would certainly warm up the shack by itself. There are tube types and tube finals at least, and I remember them quite good. And okay, for the vintage nets, we'll Google into that later, of course, and I'll be probably participating to one of the year, once a year net with my old Drake TR7. 73, Dave, have a good day, and thanks for checking in. Do we have any further station that would like to check in? This is the Transcanada Net, and we're taking calls for any station, from any station anywhere in Canada. I'll open up to the United States as well. So any stations in Canada and the United States, you're welcome to check in now. VE2 Victor Bravo, please give me your call sign phonetically twice. It's going to help to... for me to log it into NetLogger. VE2 Victor Bravo.
Seven X-ray.
Seven Golf Quebec X-ray, calling CQ and listening on this gateway from the Norfolk in England.
I may have missed a part of a call, but I think we have Mike 7, Golf, Quebec X-ray, but just before that, there was another station. Would you please come again?
Zulu, Zulu, Mike 7, Zulu.
Here is Great Yarmouth in the UK, near on the east coast of England. I'm talking to you through the a local gateway in a village called Cater. And the name here is Jeff, Golf, the Echo Oscar, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. Back to you.
Okay, please stand by, Jeff. I'm going to take first the station Mike 7 Zulu Zulu. Please go ahead.
Mike 7 from South.
Well, Mike 7 Zulu Zulu, your transmission is cutting, so we're missing most of your transmission. Give it another try, and then please verify your equipment.
So I am breaking up, but it is Mike 7.
Mike Zoom. It's poor quality. I will.
No, I'm sorry. You're breaking up, and I can't get your full call. I got Mike 7, Zulu, Zulu, but I know there's another letter in your suffix that I can't pull out. Maybe if you lower your modulation, it will help. It seems like to be over-modulated a bit. Give it another try, and then I'll move on pass to the next one. Okay, Mike 7, Golf, Quebec X-ray. Mike 7, Golf, Quebec X-ray. Jeff, go ahead.
Mike 7, Golf, Quebec X-ray returning. Yeah, I'm hearing you quite clearly. Probably 5/6, 5/7 from here. I'm using an analog, this is an analog gateway I'm talking to you through. I'm not on digital here, although I understand that some of other contacts are getting through on digital. Is that correct? As I say, my name is Jeff, and I'm on the east coast of England. Back to you. X-ray calling CQ and listening for any other calls. Mike 7 Golf Quebec X-ray is listening and calling CQ.
Oh yeah, Mike 7 Golf.
Don't call CQ. This is a net going on here, over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mike 7 Golf Quebec X-ray. This is the Trans-Canada net. There's a net going from coast to coast across Canada, so please stand by, and if you're looking for further information on how to get into the Trans-Canada net, then you can go on the canadahub.ca, www.thecanadahub.ca, and you'll find all the inputs where you can get into the Trans-Canada net. Do we have any more station that would like to check in anywhere in the world, including United States? This is the Trans-Canada Net on April 26, 2026. VE2 Victor Bravo is your net control.
Kilo 6. This is Kilo 1, Oscar Romeo Quebec in Bradley, Maine.
And Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot.
Okay, I know I missed two calls. I'm going to take the two first that I picked, and then the two others you'll be coming after. K6, Papa Kilo Lima. Go ahead, K6, PKL.
Okay, I've got a Kenwood 70S HF transceiver, which is probably about, I don't know, 30 years or so old, and I bought it used on QRZCOM. But basically, that rig has been really good. Only thing that I've changed in it, there's a memory battery up in the front panel, and so I've had to change that a couple of times, and one of them was because I made a mistake of leaving the power button on in the front and turning the power off in the back of it. You want to keep the power on consistent. Then I bought a ICOM, which is the newer radio, would be the IC7300, and I did that mostly because our signal noise ratio in my residential neighborhood here is really high. Probably will happen as I have a ranch, and it's really pretty quiet up there. So once I get it a little better developed, I'll probably end up moving the Kenwood transceiver up there. So it's mostly just a spare now, but that was really rock solid, I could tell you. It was a really good rig, and anybody wants one. But I wanted also the extra digital capabilities where I could put a computer on the output of the rig, and you can't do that with a 570, so, I mean, with the Kenwood transceiver, say that, and anyway, so that's just happened down here, and, you know, our weather is, is weird too here. So we had really warm weather, and then it cooled off, and then we got rain, and we had rain, and now it looks like it, we're going to have a few days of no rain, and then it's going to come in again. And so the weather conditions are really strange. And I want to say one other thing. Be patient with our politics. We're in the process of change. K6PKL.
K6PKL, V2 Victor Bravo. Would you just give me again the model of the Kenwood, that your vintage Kenwood? Did you say 570? I missed the model.